The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Mandel, what did you do? Unmandel, I should have known. Dr. Borsch, you were the one pulling the strings all along, eh? You told her I would be coming to Mandel. You knew.
Of course we knew, Doctor. There isn't one move you make that we don't know about.
Just a moment. The Eidolons?
Doctor?
You are the one responsible for the alteration of my TARDIS. But why, Hans? Why damage my ship?
You're a loose cannon, Doctor. A liability. Consider yourself fortunate. We let you off so easy.
Easy? You wounded my TARDIS, Hans. She's a living being, as you well know. You violated her. How dare you?
She's a rogue TARDIS, captained by a rogue Time Lord. You're both loose cannons, and I can see now that you are both liabilities, Doctor. Consider yourself under arrest. Guards, take him.
Doctor Who Purity Part 4, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Come on, Doc. Let's get out of here.
I'll see you around, Chancellor.
You may run, Doctor, but you shall not be able to escape us. You know this.
Pardon me, Grandmother, but we have business to discuss.
I said that I would deal with you after this conference had concluded, Amara.
Didn't you hear what I said? We must talk, Grandmother. It will not wait.
Just who do you think you are, you little half-breed?
I have royal Treant blood flowing through my veins, the same as you, Grandmother.
Never call me that again!
Whether you like it or not, that is who you are to me. You can hide me away. You can pretend I don't exist. You can even have me killed if you like. But it will never change the fact that I am your granddaughter. Nothing or no one can change that fact. I'm sorry to say.
That is a sorrow we both share. And it is the only commonality that we shall ever share.
When will you realize that I want nothing from you? I ask nothing of you. Not for myself, anyway.
Then why are you here?
Just to help Julian, or Janak, as you call him. Nothing more than that.
For what purpose?
To save his life. You know about his brother's challenge.
Of course I know about it, you young fool. Now, if that is all you've come here for, you're wasting your time and mine.
But Julian will die if you don't intervene.
By law, you know that even I cannot interfere with that. It is a matter of Treant tradition. I can do nothing about it. Now, I suggest that you collect your friends and go on your way. Leave while you still can.
That's it? I can go free? I can simply leave Treant.
Well, I certainly don't want you here.
Oh, of course you don't. You sent me away before. Just as before when you sent me to that school on the Altos to learn accountancy. Accountancy! Couldn't you find a more menial career for me to train for? Hmm?
A little dreamy-eyed half-breed like you should feel privileged that you were educated at all.
And that's what all of this is about, isn't it? That's the one and only reason you hate me. Because you consider me impure.
You are impure. And is that not reason enough? What more do you want?
As I said, I want nothing from you at all. Except maybe a modicum of understanding. Maybe an ounce of tolerance.
What you ask for is impossible. We have our laws, Amara, as laid down by the goddess herself.
By Mancala, of course.
There is no other law. There is no other goddess.
Oh, there was once. Or have you forgotten?
Do not dare to speak of such things here, you wretched child.
You do not tell me what I say.
I could have you beheaded for such insolence. Now get out before I have the guards throw you in the dungeon.
But you haven't done that, have you? Why haven't you done that already? What are you afraid of, hmm? I think I know. Have your conference then, but afterwards we will speak again.
Very well, but do not return to me until then.
That was a timely rescue, my boy. Ah! Oh, thank you, Braxa.
Anytime, Doctor.
Are you all right? It's a good thing we kept a close watch to see what Harness might get up to.
Yes, so, and don't worry about me, my dear. I'm as fit as a thing that's fit. Never mind about that.
Doctor, over there. Look.
Hello. What have we here?
It's Amara. She's just gone back inside the palace. But why would she do that, Doctor?
Maybe she likes it here. It's her home world, right?
Well, yes, I suppose it is.
But she's made it very clear to me that she doesn't want to be here.
Maybe she's changed her mind. She was dressed pretty royally.
No, I can't believe Amara would change her mind so easily.
Well, I would. I mean, honestly, if I had royal blood in my veins, and I came home and was offered a chance to be rich and famous, I'd take it. Who wouldn't?
Amara wouldn't. Would she, Doctor?
Well, now, vanity is a strong emotion.
Doctor!
See, even he knows. You just can't escape the pull of money and power. No one can.
The Doctor can, and so can Amara.
It doesn't look like it to me, my high and mighty lady.
I've just about had enough of you.
Please, please, you two, stop it now. This is going to get us nowhere.
Well, what do we do now, Doctor?
First of all, we must have a little chat, young lady.
You know, don't you?
You haven't been as careful as you thought you had, my dear. I'm afraid I know everything, yes.
Know what? What's going on?
It's their conversation, kiddo. I suggest we give them some privacy.
Thank you, Braxa.
Come on, you.
Hands off, you big lug!
How long have you known, Doctor?
I knew almost at once, my dear.
Oh, I see.
Now, don't be too hard on yourself. It takes a pretty slick customer to fool me, you know. After all, I'm no spring chicken, as they say. Certainly not anymore, so I'm told.
If you mean that you're old, wise, and cunning, I know all about it.
Old? Now, I never said that. One is not old if one is young at heart, you know.
Sorry. Mature.
Ah, now that's much better. Yes, I like that.
I did a paper on you in my academy days, you know.
Eh? On little old me? Such flattery.
Braxis said it was pretty obvious that I was green.
You know, green has always been one of my favorite colors. When I get back to the TARDIS, I'm going to have a nice look round for something green to complement my new purple outfit. Maybe a scarf. No, not a scarf. Oh, what am I thinking? Mind you, a nice cravat might be, rather complimentary. Green or brown? Oh, never mind. Either color should complement purple. Oh, what do you think about that, eh?
Is that your way of telling me you're not upset with me for trying to keep secrets?
Well, now, perhaps I should be quite upset, you know. But I don't imagine that I could be all that upset with you. No, my dear, I really can't be. After all, you have been looking after me all this time, haven't you?
Hmm? What?
Never mind. Look, Gray, none of us are perfect aboard the TARDIS. Least of all, me. And it's all right, you know. I forgive you for your deception. Yes, I forgive you, my dear. We all have our little secrets, eh?
Does that mean you're still willing to let me travel with you, even though you know I was sent to spy on you?
Well, now, I suppose if someone writes a paper on me for school, they must not be, too conformist. I think you and I have a lot in common, my dear Gray.
More than you know, Doctor.
Oh, then it's settled. Now come along, my dear. There is work to do, eh?
Yes, Doctor. But there is one thing. I think we should get young Jip back to Snuff's hut, where it's relatively safe. Don't you? Look, I know you like him, but the palace is going to be no place for him.
Well, now, the lad won't like it, but I suppose you have a point. Very well. We'll meet up a bit later on, then.
Yes. Thank you, Doctor.
It's a small galaxy, isn't it?
Jalea.
We meet again. I bet you were surprised to hear from me again when I contacted you from the Halmouth colony.
Nothing that you do surprises me anymore.
Oh, I'll surprise you yet. Never fear.
But I never do fear anything.
Perhaps it's time you started. Nothing to say? Oh, well then. Let me do all the talking. I must say that I'm very surprised you arranged for my safe passage to this planet. I can only imagine you've been anticipating this reunion between us. Or should I call it a rematch?
Captain Dalto, the conference is about to begin. You will be joining us, I presume?
He has other business to attend to at the moment, Chancellor.
Our business can wait, Jalea.
Yes, whatever it is, it must wait. Queen Thena will be in the conference hall momentarily.
Oh, very well. I've waited so long to exact my revenge. I suppose a bit longer will make no difference.
Indeed. It won't.
Come along, Dalto.
I'm coming.
Don't keep me waiting too long, half-brother.
I don't like being dressed in this uniform. It doesn't quite fit, and it certainly doesn't suit me.
Oh, do stop complaining, young man. It gets quite tedious after a while, you know. I mean, you really need to just find some way to relax a bit. Maybe try humming a nice tune, eh?
You've got some nerve, Doc. Either that or you're just plain crazy.
Well, now, perhaps it's a bit of both, eh?
There she is, Jalea.
Now listen to me, Baxa. Vengeance won't bring your brother back.
Yeah, but I'll feel a lot better.
Baxa, believe me, I know how you feel. And I know that revenge doesn't resolve the conflicts within the heart and soul. It only leaves one empty. Trust me, my boy.
I'm willing to take that chance. Look, Doctor, you've got many things to do, and so do I. They're separate missions. You get on with yours, and I'll get on with mine. It's the one and only reason I'm here. Now, catch you later.
Oh, what a stubborn young man.
This royal conference is called to order by Her Majesty Athena, Queen of the Trian Colonies. I give you, Her Majesty, the Queen of Tria.
Please, please, my friends, let us begin these proceedings. It is my pleasure to welcome you, our guests from across the galaxy, in this new era of galactic confusion and unrest. Much has transpired since last I addressed a full conference room, and this is an occasion to be marked especially, as no non-Trian has ever set foot within this hall. I bid you welcome.
Hold it right there.
Ah, Baraxa. I thought I might meet up with you here.
You could have bet on it. You'd have won a fortune. Our paths were destined to cross again.
I had hoped it would be under very different circumstances.
So had I, Captain.
Well, what do you want, Baraxa? I haven't got all day.
You killed Jardin, my little brother. My only living family. Well, now you're gonna pay for that. With your blood.
You should know by now, Braxa, that I always have an insurance policy. Sergeant, take him away.
Yes, Captain Jalea.
The alliance between Tria and Gallifrey has been in place for many centuries. Gallifrey has watched over the royal colonies of Tria, protecting them from those that would impugn or bring them to harm. I think that we have proven more than capable of protecting the royal colonies in the past.
But can you prove that you can still protect us now? I do believe that is what my mother, the Queen, is trying to ascertain at this juncture, Lord Hannes.
I am more than capable of conveying what I am attempting to learn myself, my son.
Oh, forgive me, Mother.
I suggest you leave this conference hall, my son, before you embarrass us further. Say nothing. Just go. We will have words later. Chancellor Vore, will you please escort my son out of the conference hall?
As you wish, Your Highness. Come along, Prince Dera.
My apologies. We may now proceed.
Do you intend to break bonds that have been tightly sealed for centuries, Your Highness?
I intend to ensure the future security of my people, Lord Hannes. I have no other thought but for their welfare.
Who here is more capable, more powerful, or more reliable than the High Council of the Time Lords?
Order! We must have order! Order!
I apologize, my lord, but you know how the Queen gets when she's upset. Well, I should return to the conference, forgive me.
Thank you.
Welcome to the royal planet of Tria. I have been patiently awaiting your arrival.
It has been a long time since we have set foot on this ancient soil.
And it is my pleasure to welcome the Harbin Imperium home. Welcome, Harbin Alpha. Welcome to your destiny.
Destiny? Yes. As it is destined, the soil and the seas of Tria will once again run red with blood.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Purity, Part 4, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance: Jeff Niles as the Doctor, David Ault as Lord Hannes, Kyle Abear as Braxa, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Jeff Niles as Snuff, David Ramsey as Jip, Russell Gold as Juna, Phil Colvin as Julian, Shane Harris as Kala, Laura Post as Velna, Rachel Rumler as Amara, Julie Hoverson as Queen Cena, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dalto, Joel Nisbet as Chancellor War, Shannon Gaffney as Sergeant, Steve Anderson as Prince Dara, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Harbin Alpha. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor and producer, co-producer, was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character of Gray, which was created by Kyle Bors, who retains all rights to that character. Special thanks go out to Ron Smith, Kyle Bors, Aurora McPherson, and James Leeper. Without their participation along the way, none of this would be possible. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time, won't you, for Part 5 of Purity, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, Purity, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2017, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your continued support. Reading credits is harder than it looks.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.